on Thursday, May 9, ahead of round 10 in the NRL and back in the studio all together for the first time in a while, the Block. How are you, Blocker?
Gentlemen, I have never been better. How are you?
Outstanding.
Hey, is that Clarkey?
Hey Block. How are you, buddy?
How are you, son?
Mate, I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, mate, you know, just an Aussie battling old front row.
Have
mate,
you lost some weight?
Well, yeah.
You look good.
But I found it. No. Oh, no.
You're looking like real good, Block.
Yeah, thanks, you look boys. Like you've lost some weight for sure.
Geez, you're nice, boys. Thank you. Hey,
what's got you fired up, Block?
It's got me fired up. Not really fired up, but Clarkey, you'll be able to help me with this, and Loz, and
talk
mate, all you guys. Mate, when you go out with new people for dinner, and you go like to a smorgasbord or a Chinese or whatever, whatever you're going to, and it's shared plates.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm. And I get a little bit embarrassed about eating too much in front of the new people.
So you hold
right?
back.
So I hold back. But in saying that, when I'm finished and they don't feed you enough, I'm Lee Marvin. I'm starving, right?
Macca's on the way home.
But my wife wouldn't, Catherine Bridget wouldn't let me do that.
She'd oh, say, really?
Mate, you know, just, you know, try and sleep on a big fella. You know? Right? But when the last...
Big say, dog's got to eat, Block. Mate, big dog's got to eat.
Big dog's got to eat. Well,
man's hungry.
Hey, mate, I'm Lee Marvin, as I said. Yeah. But, you know, when
why do you go easy? Why are you worried about...
I'm worried what they think. It's only new.
Oh,
once I get to know them, I'll go
hell for
leather, mate.
Hop in, mate. You're paying for it.
Yeah,
go your hardest.
You reckon?
Yeah.
What about when I use me Mal Meninga's and that with the rice or stuff?
Mate.
That's not
good. Oh, rice? With rice?
Mate, millions of people eat with their fingers.
Mate, I just come from, Block.
Yeah, exactly.
No knives and forks there, buddy.
Yeah, it's all your mouths.
Mate, yeah. I've never eaten rice with my hands.
The hand scoop.
At a restaurant. Not in Australia.
And mate, what about
like in a Chinese? Oh, hang on, I might have when I've been 12 deep.
Yeah, that's right.
I've gone to the Golden Century.
I think I told you the story when I went with Ciro. We went to Parks and this place called the Do Drop In. It was a Chinese restaurant. Anyway, we had the smorgasbord. There was four of us. We said, mate, we'll have the smorgasbord for 12. Mate, you should have seen them. Their heads are out counting us and all that sort of thing. But, you know, when the last bit's left, say the chicken's really nice that you've had and there's only one bit left.
No, you can't eat the last piece. That's the only thing I do believe in. You can't.
Really?
I think it's Italian. It's rude to eat the last piece.
Yeah, but if you ask everyone first.
No. No.
What happens if it's just there and everyone's staring
someone
there thinking...
Someone else is
going to
eat it.
Someone else is going to get it. And then they don't. I'm going. I'm going
100%.
For it. If it hasn't 100%. Been taken after a few minutes, I'm going for it.
I couldn't do it.
You're digging deep in.
Well, otherwise it's going to be wasted.
Yeah. I don't like waste.
I don't like waste either. Yeah.
One tiny bit of chicken.
Yep. Yeah. I got to clean up. I got to clean the bowl.
What about when you do the rounds? There is one piece left. Does anyone want this? And someone goes, oh, yeah, I'll have it.
Hey,
and how filthy are you?
Yeah, filthy. But geez, you're a nice bloke asking.
Yeah, I like that, you know. I like it.
You're a lovely bloke.
Well, but then because you're just praying that everyone says no, so you just lap it up.
Can we go?
You're allowed to order another round of that dish as well.
No, but that's when they think you're a pig.
Yeah, yes. So what? You're still
mate,
hungry.
You've got to set an example when you go out with new people.
Well, you know what you should do, Bob?
Well, then go to Macca's on the way home.
If you're going to rice, just so they don't think you're a pig, don't order fried rice. Just go to the normal rice. Just go.
I can't.
I'm worried about my health.
No,
healthy,
I'm,
you know,
I'm off the just the plain rice.
Well,
I've got to have the mixed stuff.
Well, talking about weird food combos yesterday, Dave Stanley said he has peanut butter on toast with beetroot. Have you ever heard of that?
What?
Yeah, I know. Disgusting.
Mate, next time I see that guy, honestly, I'm going to give him a clip for that.
Yeah.
Mate, beetroot with peanut butter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't sound enticing, does it?
I'll tell you what I do like. Peanut butter, honey, and banana.
Yeah, you told me.
Have you ever tried that?
I haven't.
Have you tried that?
Nah.
Banana and honey.
And you told me something weird too, Loz, that you, when you have peanut butter,
what?
You only, if you have peanut butter on toast, you just have the peanut butter. You don't have butter and peanut butter.
Both.
You go both.
Yeah, butter just complements the bread. You need butter on everything.
What?
On butter on everything. Butter on toast or bread. It just complements the bread or toast perfectly. And then add your, if it's peanut butter, Vegemite, jam, whatever.
Yeah, I'm the same. I just can't go peanut butter. If I'm out of butter, I will. But if I've got butter, I'll use butter, then peanut butter.
Yeah. Double up, Block.
Yep. Other pressing
You can get the healthy butter, Block.
What's that? I don't know. I can't believe it's not butter.
No,
is that still around?
I don't know, man. If you're worried about the extra calories, get the healthy.
No, not worried about that. I just don't think the combination of butter and peanut butter, because peanut butter, you already got the word butter in it, right?
Very practical. Yes. Blog.
That makes a lot of sense. Blog.
It does.
Yeah.
Okay. Other really big issues we're going to get through here, guys. What age should you start shaving? This is on the text line. My son has a mow at 13.
So is he
should I shave it off? That's from yes. Steve.
So yes. has he only got the mow so far? So is the mow grown before the beard, like starting to the stubble of the beard?
That's the case.
Mm. Everyone's got this theory, I don't want to shave too early because you grow hair faster, mate. You're shaving for the rest of your life. What's the difference starting 13 or 15?
I like your logic, mate. The other thing too is when you're doing that, when you're shaving, the worst thing is to use those cheap Bic ones, right? Don't use that. If you're going to go hard hog and you're going to start shaving, use the Mac 3s. Straight into the Mac 3s, mate. It cuts
Joe
it all
A-grade
off,
straight
right?
up. Yeah.
Don't use the cheap stuff because you get nicks and cuts and all that sort of stuff. Go the heavy hog straight away.
Get into it. Yep. It's coming anyway, Mido.
Is that a myth or does it grow back more? Is that a myth? Mm. What do you think?
Got to be. The more you cut hair, like you go for a haircut, it grows faster, definitely. Or if you shave.
Not when you get to my age. I'm nearly.
Oh, I'm sure there's an age where hair stops growing.
Hairline?
But like yeah, surely grows faster.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got a good head of hair.
I look like I've been painting the ceiling.
No, you don't.
You've got a bald spot, Block.
You're looking good.
Younger.
Well, Clarky mentioned your weight, but
no,
you're looking
definitely
fresh.
Lost weight,
I don't know what's
I'm
happened
fresh.
To your block.
You know what it is? I'm gonna let
what have you done? You're doing something different.
I'm going to let the secret out. Please don't hold me down. And it's very hard to do.
Right.
Cold David Gowers in the morning.
Oh. I can't do it.
Weather.
Really?
Whatever the weather.
Can't do it.
Wakes you up.
What's his name? Von Hoff or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
I've been listening to that guy on a podcast. You can tell
Wim Hof.
What do I call him? Von Hoff.
In all seriousness, is that what you've been doing?
Yes.
Because you do look different.
Thank you.
There you go.
Thank you.
Look healthy.
You look fresh. This morning at a Mac 3.
The Mac 3.
Mac 3.
Are you after a...
Well,
opportunity.
Well, it would be nice.
You've mentioned Mac three times.
I am licking the dates off the calendar at the moment.
There's nothing doing. Come on, Clarky, didn't you have something to do with them at some point?
Oh, did Gillette with Tiger?
Yeah, there you go.
The best a man can get.
The best a man can get. Yeah, Gillette, I was the Mac 3 for a little while, a few years. Now I'm very hairy-faced, lazy at the moment.
I wish we could play I Can't Believe It's Not Butter, that bloke that used to do that. Remember the muscle man that used to do that? Do you remember?
No, I can't.
Oh, mate, you
Block, can you tell me how our Tigers are going?
Oh, don't, please. I knew you'd bring this up.
I can't help it. I feel like I know I'm watching from afar, but did we go 5 steps forward, 2 steps backwards?
Well, when they won a couple in a row, we're all getting excited about being... Tiger support, mate. They've lost their last five.
I know. That's what I'm worried about.
I said yesterday.
It's the way we're losing as well, Loz.
Yeah, Papa. Although I said yesterday with Bulldog, you're losing. But from an outsider, I actually think
that they're playing better.
Yeah,
they're a bit more of a crack.
Yeah, they're competing harder.
I like that to me.
But
you know
as a supporter. Mm. What do you guys think?
You know what I worry about when Appy... Well, I think Appy will... he'd be in my side in the Origin. I'm worried about when Appy's away.
We can't afford that.
He's a massive leader for him.
And even already, like, when Galvin's not in the team, just what he adds, he's, what is he, 18, 19? Mm. He's already
where
one of your
play,
most...
Where are you going to play him when Luai comes next year?
Well, Luai's playing half, isn't he?
Will he? Is he a halfback? Is that what they're saying?
I haven't seen enough of him as a halfback, but there's plenty of people that say that he was a... half coming through the system and that's where he wants to play. And if you're paying him that type of money, he's got to be the dominant playmaker.
But there's the thing that gets me when players start dominating and asking or telling where they want to play. Mate, you play where you're best suited for the team.
Mm.
If you're the best 5'8", that's where you play. That's why I'm worried. I don't reckon they expected Galvin to come through as quick as he did. So you don't do your apprenticeship anymore. Mate, when it was 3 grades...
Mm.
Blokes would go and watch and go, oh, I see that guy there. I reckon he'll be in first grade in 6 weeks. Blah, 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 blah. You learn your trade early. Now, it's not the young blokes' fault. They put them in first grade. They put them in when they're not ready.
Mm. But you know the other thing, though, too, Block? We judge people at 20.
But
that's the point. We judge them at 20 and go, they don't handle it, and you go, oh, they're not ready. Oh, they're not good. Yeah. Move them on.
Yeah.
Mate, some people mature and get better at different stages and at different ages.
Mate, Pat Jarvis was one of the greatest competitors in the front row I ever played against, right? Yeah. He didn't play for Australia when he was 27.
Yeah, well...
Well, you'd call that a late bloomer, wouldn't you?
Well, front rowers, very rarely would you have a front rower playing at 19 or 20, would you?
No, not really. Adam Ritson comes to mind. Remember Adam Ritson coming
But it was always that it took a while to develop.
To develop and learn your craft.
But these days... Sorry, Pop.
No, I was going to say, do we have the same... when it comes to leniency, do we have that same approach when it comes to coaches as well? Because, again, here I am, you know, talking about the tie. This is Benji's first year as well, and I know I'm not expecting us to make the eight, but like I say, there's still an expectation. If you're going to coach at the highest level, you need to be ready. If you're going to play at the highest level, it's, you know, I think that is a fair expectation.
Well, I've said that all along, Pup. My opinion on all that is... that if you want to be a coach, you don't start off in the top grade straight away.
Yeah.
I'm not knocking Benji. I'm saying about everyone, right? Mate, you go and coach the Arula Gorillas or something for a couple of years. Mm. Learn how to handle all different blokes, man manage. And all. Mate, coaching, the easy part is on the field. That's the easy part. Yeah, learn how to manage people is probably the harder part. Mm.
David Fifita, by 8 p.m. tonight, we'll know whether he's a free agent or not. And it looks like Penrith, according to reports, have their noses in front with the Roosters also lurking and in contention. But it seems like the inevitable is he won't be at the Titans next year.
Because it's Penrith after him and no other club, and I'm just saying about if it's any other club after him and the Roosters are in the market, the Roosters get him. Because it's Penrith, and mate, what's everyone's goal when you play sport, any sport? What's the goal?
Well, you want to win.
You want to win the Premiership, don't you? That's the thing. I reckon, and I know Fifita's great mates. He's played all his life with Big Tino. I reckon that would be the only thing that would keep him at the Titans.
Mm.
But the offer of going to Penrith and winning premierships and playing with Cleary and all that sort, mate, he's a great back rower, right? But he hasn't been released by a good half yet, or someone who can get him on the ball. Kieran Foran tries to do it when they've got that combination together. They're very good, but I see him if he's going to go anywhere. And if I was him, I'd be going to the Panthers.
Yeah, well, the attraction is to play in a great system, play under Nathan, or not under, with Nathan
with
Cleary.
With Nathan Cleary, yeah.
You know, someone that can offer.
What's his connection there, Loz? It sounds like they have a friendship or...
No, I don't think so. Well,
oh, really?
Well, not that I'm aware of. They could, but I think it's more about playing with the best half as an edge back rower, someone that can unlock and bring you into a contest. And I think, as well as playing in a good team, a good system.
I heard some people talking about, you know, playing in the front row. He's not a front rower, mate. Mate, he is a tackle buster. He reminds me.
Well, that's what I thought.
Of kick out.
I think kick out. Geez, he's dominant this year.
I think he's the best forward in the game at the moment. If you have a look at form, like kick out. Just and it's not because of all the good tackle busting and all that. Mate, you watch him on kick chase and all that sort of stuff now.
Mm.
Mate, chasing from marker, all those little things. He's doing better than anyone at the moment. I can see Fifita being that type of player at Penrith.
Yeah.
I reckon he's a great player now. I reckon he'll be a superstar if he goes to Penrith.
Yeah, I think so. I think you look at all players that go to those clubs that have been highly regarded and have had sustained success. You know, you talk about Melbourne's. If you go there, you become a better player.
Hmm.
Is there still a difference between Penrith and the Roosters in regards to that, the setup, though, boys? Like, the Roosters are still... got a club that's had amazing success and full of great players.
Yeah.
Do you still see a significant difference between the Panthers and the Roosters?
Well, at this particular time, to answer your question, Pup, in my opinion, like you have a look at the Roosters, how many players they're losing now. Kiri's going to go. Big Jared's going.
I still think they're a big hope this year to win the comp.
I do too, but I'm saying about if you're Fifita and you're looking at those players going, and then you look at the Penrith setup and the players that they've got, Cleary number one, as we've already mentioned. Like, if you're going to make the decision purely on trying to win a premiership,
win comps, yeah, okay.
I reckon you go to Penrith.
Okay.
Yeah.
They don't miss out, but the Roosters, do they?
No, very rarely.
They're very persuasive.
Well, what about living? There you go. Living at the Gold Coast would be heaven. Hmm. I love, obviously, where I live, the Eastern Sub, the Roosters, versus some, if you're going to... Is he looking at that for family? Is he looking at that at all?
Yeah, so his partner is from near, I think, about 5 minutes away from Penrith.
Oh, wow.
Fafita's partner. So.
Well, there's the bowler.
There you go, yeah. Close because, close that, again, that's got to make it... that's got to come into it if there's family involved.
Yeah. Yes,
the convenience of that would definitely be something that you'd look at.
And the other thing,
packing
too,
up and moving.
The other thing, too, Clay, I don't know, has he got any kids?
Not
well, the either, other thing, too, if you've got kids and you move to a place,
school,
and it becomes
stuff like
it becomes a village, the family brings
exactly
up the,
right.
the child, or the help with the kids.
Yeah.
Blocker's with us, round 10. Just a quick text here. Could you ask Blocker if he remembers having an altercation with a bloke on the 89 tour of New Zealand? Gee, long memories here. An uncle of mine told us Blocker gave him a few stitches after a bit of cheek after a Tigers v Manly game. Ask Shannon.
Oh, I can't remember, but, mate, I've been in a few scuffles. Mate, hey, I've copped a few stitches too, don't worry. Snitches get stitches, mate.
Gee, some long memories
Jeez,
there. All right.
89, how long ago is that, Loz? You'd remember 89
what are
better
we
than
coming
me.
Up? What's that? 35 years.
35 years ago. I was a pup.
Jeez, time flies, doesn't it?
When you're having fun. Yeah. I swear, I look across the dinner table at my boys the other day and they're in their 30s. I remember when they were kids. I must have been in a time warp or something. Just it felt like just looking up and there they are. They're in their 30s. Yeah.
One of your sons, it's his bet in our punters club this weekend, actually.
Is it Liam?
Yeah, it is.
Wonderful young man. They're all good blokes.
They are.
They are good boys.
All right. Round 10, NRL. Tonight, Dolphins Manly. This game is at Suncorp Stadium. Herbie Farnworth back for the Dolphins after a shoulder injury. Ben Trbojevic is back from a hamstring injury for Manly, though Lachlan Croker's out in concussion protocol. So we've got Carl Lawton there at hooker for the Sea Eagles tonight, coming off that capitulation against the Raiders last week. They are favourites travelling north to Brisbane. $1.74 are the Sea Eagles and -2.5 at the line. The Dolphins are $2.10. I think Manly's having a camp too ahead of Magic Round. I think they're up there for a week or so.
Are they? Sunning themselves.
To incorporate Magic Round next week as well. A bit of a mid-season camp.
Not a bad idea. Can you believe it's round 10?
Unbelievable.
How quick has it gone?
Like,
unbelievable. It's gone unbelievably quick. Mate, I'm a little bit worried about the Seagulls. I'll tell you why. 20-0, it was a great comeback by Canberra last week. Don't get me wrong. They played so well to come back in that game. They led 20-0. Now, if you're going to be a premiership contender and you get 20-0, you're going to make it 30 or 40. Mm. I'm a little bit worried. They put the cue in the rack. But anyway, that was last week.
At home.
Who would have believed that the Dolphins would be in fourth position considering the injuries they've had? He is a genius, Bennett. The way that he can get teams up. They want to play for him. Did you see the footage last week when they won in the dressing room? I loved it. He got soaked by the water and all that sort of stuff, and he's dancing. Did you see him dancing? In the chair? Anyway, goes in the press conference, dead man. Just staring into the ether when they ask him a question. But it's completely different. No? So what you see of Wayne Bennett surely isn't the person that we see when he's with his team and all that sort of stuff. They reckon he loves sitting up the back of the bus, Lars, and having a laugh and listening to blokes.
Yeah, he's certainly different to what his perception is, And that's one of his key traits as a coach, the ability to man-manage players and get them all together and get them to play for one another and play for him.
You know what? I noticed what a great bloke he was. And I went to my old mate, one of my Pete's funeral up in Brisbane, and I was on the plane, and I sat next to Wayne Bennett. I'd never met him before, and I was talking to him, and he said, "Oh, what are you doing?" I said, "I'm up for a funeral." Blah 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 blah. He said, "How are you getting there?" And I'd never met him before, Loz. He goes, "How are you getting there?" And I said, "Oh, I'll catch a taxi, and get to the thing." It was Peter Jackson's funeral, and I said, "I'm getting a taxi." He said, "No, I'll give you a lift." This is about just a bit. And then we talked. He gave me a lift and talked about footy, and he talked about Jacko. He was at the funeral too, obviously Wayne. But just a bloke like that in that standing to say, "Oh mate, I'll give you a lift to wherever you're going." And I didn't want to take it, but I ended up did, and mate, he's a mate, tremendous bloke, and I can understand just by that little trip in a car with him, talking to him just one on one, the effect that he has on people. Mm. Mate, he's a magnificent fella. But the only bad thing he says to me, he said, mate, I should have coached you and Ciro and all that. He said, if I had coached you, you'd have won a couple of premierships. I said, oh, thanks, Wayne.
As he was getting out.
You really know how to hurt a guy.
As he was getting out of the car.
Who wins?
Manly. Oh, mate, that's the bounce-back factor. If they're fair dinkum and they're serious, they've got too much strike, I think. But, mate, the Dolphins, they're playing some good footy. Fourth position at the moment?
Yeah, I think Manly, and I think there's a bounce back from Tom and Cherry Evans with Origin just around the corner. I reckon they're ready to produce their best. Off the back of a poor display, second half last weekend. Raiders were good, but Manly had that game and they lost it.
Mm. Miss Olakwati though, don't they?
He's a good player, isn't he? Would you have him in Origin, Loz? Olakwati, there you are.
Yeah,
on the bench?
I think he'd be there somewhere, mate.
Pup?
Manly.
Manly all around. Okay, Penrith $1.17, the Doggies $5 plus 14.5, the 6 o'clock game on Fox League tomorrow night. A lot of players know each other, don't they? Very well. Stephen Crichton against his old club for the first time as well. How does this one play out, Block?
Oh, it's going to be a good game, no doubt about that. They're the big improvers in the competition, the Dogs, no doubt about that. But, mate, Penrith, they just choke you to death. You see now, I've never seen a speed of a line when they hem you in a corner. And, you know, usually led by their hooker, Mitch Kenny, probably doesn't get the raps that he deserves, mate. That bloke gets off the line and sets the standard for Penrith every week when they get you down on your own line. I'd like to see him play a little bit different, the Dogs. I'd like to see him go out and attack with shifting the ball and all that. The only way that you're going to upset that Penrith side is try something different. If you go in mundanely and just play exactly the way you do every week in and week out, they'll beat you. So, the Panthers for mine.
Yeah, well, they tried to do it to Melbourne, didn't they? And they played some really good football in that game. This is the Dogs I'm talking about. And they nearly came away with a victory. So, that might be the blueprint to possibly take on Penrith. But there's four players in the Bulldogs lineup that have won a premiership for the Panthers. So, they're coming up against their old teammates. I'm with you, Block. I think the Bulldogs have been the big improvers this year. But I can't see them beating Penrith at Penrith. Penrith have just got too good a record at home.
Pup.
Panthers.
Yeah, there's a text here that says ambush in capital letters, but I'll be tipping the Panthers here as well. Okay, we go to tomorrow night. Parramatta are $3.15 with Tab. Brisbane are $1.37. The line here is 9.5. Parramatta the plus, and they're generally much better at home are the Parramatta Eels. They get Bryce Cartwright back. Block for this one. No Clint Gutherson.
Yeah, no King.
And,
no
and
King.
Still no Mitchie Moses as well.
Yeah, no Mitchie Moses.
But no Adam Reynolds for the Bronx either.
Yeah, that's going to be the big test, isn't it, for the Broncos? What's happening with all the injuries to the number sevens in the competition? Is it just one of those things? I don't think the sevens have been more protected, sevens and sixes, in the whole history of the game. But we see to get a plenty of injuries in that regard. But mate, no Gutho. Gutho, mate, I think I mentioned before, I went and watched Parramatta play the other week, and I've never seen a bloke on the ball so much. He was everywhere. I've never seen a bloke like that. They'll really miss him. Obviously, they miss Mitch Moses. Too much strike, the Broncos. It'd be a big game, big crowd.
Yeah, I think it'll be tight, but yeah. I think at the back end of the game, the Broncos, with Reece Walsh starring, he'll bounce back.
Did anyone
from
watch
that effort last week?
Anyone watch Payne Haas last week? Was that his first game back?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I thought he was good, but I still thought he was carrying a. Like, I don't know.
Jeez, mate, that bloke has got an engine. I don't think watching Fords forever. I don't think I've ever seen a bloke with a bigger engine than him.
I know what you mean. Anyway.
He's not off him,
but I think he could be more effective, Payne.
Yeah.
I think he there's work
rate.
You're
talking, and then you're talking about dominating you're talking about dominating forward packs, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah,
you haven't seen him do it?
Well, I see the high work rate.
Yeah, but you haven't seen him dominate like
well, I don't
physically.
I want to see Payne I want to see Payne like a Tino or a Fisher Harris.
A killer.
I know they're not different.
Say it.
I know they're all different.
We love killers.
But you know, like
100%.
Like you can go with your work rate.
Yeah.
And that's fine. And you get 200 metres.
Yeah. But.
But.
How many people did you bust doing your 200 metres?
You know, and that's not burnt harsh. I'm just saying that I love those real strong, aggressive. But Payne is the prototype.
Yeah.
And I think he's one of the best front rowers I've seen.
Yeah.
Payne. Yeah. But he's a different style of player.
Yeah.
And it's just what you prefer in your team. You know? Yeah.
So if they both come on the market, Big Tino and Haas come on the market, and they're the same price, who do you buy?
Well, I'm more Tino.
I'm with you. I would buy Tino straight every day of the week.
Where was I? The tip for this game.
Oh, yeah.
Both tipping Brisbane.
Brisbane.
And Pup?
Broncos.
Going the upset.
Parramatta. What's the matter?
Look at their forward pack.
Parramatta.
Yeah, but look
at their bench. Yeah, but we say that every week.
Look at we say it every week. Hardly a flutter.
They're much better at home. They're about an 8-point better team at home, Parramatta. They are on the road. And they played well against Manly. They're coming off the bye. Yeah.
Reece Walsh can score 8 points on his own. How good is he?
Mm.
Freak. Okay, Tigers night. Scully Park in Tamworth.
I'm going.
Beautiful.
I love it. I love doing the country trips. How good is it? But I also like doing the footy too. Newcastle last week, they did enough to win. I liked their grittiness last week against the Warriors, who made 9 handling errors in the first half, I might add. They're nowhere near the team that they were. And I'm just sitting back waiting. I said it last week. I'm waiting for them to produce what they did last year. Do you know what I mean? So, I don't know. Interesting games. I can't go against the Newcastle Knights. I want to back the Tigers, but gee, I don't know. I just don't think they're playing well enough at the moment. I thought they were poor last week against the Dogs, which was a big opportunity for them. David Armstrong, the Knights fullback. Have you seen him play? I was really worried when Ponga left. I think it's his third game back in, mate. He attacks the football. He's quick. He's always around the footy. He's got great pace. Daniel Saifidi is playing well again. I just think the Knights, I don't know. I want to back the Tigers, but I'll go the Knights.
I didn't give the market out. $1.67 Newcastle, $2.20 the Tigers, Loz.
Jeez.
2.5 is the line.
I'm going to go the Tigers.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Good.
Yeah, I think Newcastle have been up for the last couple of weeks. The Tigers, last weekend, I thought their first half, they were pretty good against the Dogs. I think it's a game they desperately need. I don't think it'll be a high-scoring affair. Just got a feeling the Tigers will bounce back.
Come on, Pup.
No, I'm Tigers. I'm on Tigers. Yep.
I feel bad. I can't. I'm like.
Don't feel bad.
I'm like Jim Carrey in Liar Liar. Like you can't. I can't tell a lie. I've had better.
5:30 Saturday, Fox League. We are at Cogra, Net Strata Jubilee. And the Dragons are $1.48 favourites against the Bunnies, $2.65. The Bunnies plus 6.5. Oh, just an amazing team sheet for the Bunnies. One you would have expected.
They got three rookies in their side.
Two, and they've got Dion Tiopa at halfback, Matt French on the bench. They've got Gehemat Shibasaki's come from, well, he's been playing, and we've seen him in first grade, of course, before. The Townsville Blackhawks, is it? He's been playing with recently, so they've had to call troops from here, there, and everywhere. Mm. So, look, the Dragons, therefore, like this is an opportunity they have to grab with both hands at Cogra, surely.
Well, we'll see how much the Dragons have improved, because this is a game they should be winning.
They're the hard ones to win, I reckon. People always talk about getting up for the big games. That I reckon they're the easy ones to get up for.
Yeah, because I know they've copped a flogging a couple of weeks ago, the Dragons off the Roosters. But there's parts of their game that I like. Like, they're playing tough, even though they're not winning as many games as they'd like to. But this is a winnable game for them. So if they go backwards and lose this game, given the way Souths are going, geez, I think all the goodwill they've built up is no longer there.
Mm.
would probably start going, oh, this is the Dragons of old. But me personally, after nine rounds, I'm sitting here going, the Dragons look to be more competitive.
They look fitter.
They do, yeah.
Don't they?
Yeah. And blokes like Sua are playing really good football.
Mate,
Latrell back, of course, as well.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Loz. I mean, you know, Latrell back for the South Sydney side. What Latrell are we going to see? I mean, we're really going to see whether he missed, whether his love for the game and how much he missed it and how he comes back is going to tell us a story about Latrell. Great player, mate. There's no doubt about that. I've loved watching him over the years. But I'll tell you the truth, I don't really know whether he wants to play. And this will tell me. I don't know. He just doesn't give off those vibes he loves the game.
Yeah.
And I mean, he's a great player. No doubt about that.
Yeah. No, I think he's had a bit to deal with. And, you know, people will say that he's brought it on himself. But he's had to deal with a lot recently. And I think, while it's not ideal to have 3 weeks off, I think you might see a different Latrell.
I hope so.
Starting the season now, I think you'll see a different side to him, and I think he'll put his best foot forward. And I reckon 3 weeks out, he's had a good time to reflect on the season so far, the things that have happened, and right some wrongs for himself. And when I mean, go out there and just concentrate on football. Just try and do my best for the team.
Yeah.
And if he does that, he can take everyone along on a good ride and, you know, they win a few games. Who knows what they're capable of doing.
The great players or the great backs can win games on their own, right? He's that sort of player if he's on.
Mm. But everyone else has to do their job too.
Yeah.
You just can't throw it all on the one player.
Dragons.
Yeah, I'm going Dragons, yeah.
Pup.
Dragons.
Dragons all round. Then we go to the big one. Top of the table, Amy Park, Saturday night. It is the Melbourne Storm against the Cronulla Sharks. It is $1.90 a pick. There's a line there of 1.5 with the Storm, the minus. And we see Suafire Longo named to play at fullback with Ryan Pappenhausen, unfortunately suffering another fracture. And, pretty steady as she goes as far as the Sharks are concerned. Of course, no Jerome Hughes as well. So it's Wishart and Munster. In the halves there for the Melbourne Storm.
Have you seen
it? It's a fascinating game.
It's a big game. And big game for the Sharks. They've got to prove that over the last couple of years, they've been there and about. When it comes to the big boys, mate, they generally falter. Big game for them down there in Melbourne. I don't reckon I've seen anything sadder than Pappenhausen's injury last week. Did you see that?
Oh, it's footage? Horrible.
Oh, it's horrible, mate. Mm. What has he done? Poor bugger. Yep. I mean, you know, but he'll come back. Well, is it a fractured? Is it fractured?
Yeah, fractured. They're saying 4 to 6 weeks.
4 to 6 weeks. Oh, mate, I can't wait till he comes back. He was playing good footy. But, mate, if the Sharks are ever going to do it, this is the big game. If you're talking about belief and believing that you can win the premiership, they need to beat Melbourne this week. Down in Melbourne.
Yeah, and they won't get a better chance to do it without Pappenhausen and Jerome Hughes. They were just starting to get some football together. Melbourne's spine.
Yeah.
And with those two guys out, I think they'll be competitive, Melbourne, but I just think the Sharks, they'll be up for this game, knowing that a lot of people are talking about possibly having a soft underbelly and we haven't beaten the big teams. This is our best opportunity. Mm. Let's start this block of five games with a strong performance against the Storm. And I think they'll deliver.
What about the new cult hero in the front row for the Sharks?
Hazelton.
Hey? Does he look like scoring? If he scores this week, it's like three games in a row or something.
Yep.
It's good through the middle, isn't he?
Ever been done before?
I think it has. We'll have to. Where's Mido? We got him on speed line or something?
We'll have to find out. Front row is three in a row.
Three in a row, mate. Mate, I reckon he's going that good. I'll make a prediction right now.
Yeah.
He's going to break 10 tries this season. How good would that be?
Front rowers. 10 tries in a year.
10 tries in a year. And there should be an award for him.
Capable.
Both Sharks.
Sharks.
Sharkies.
Pup.
Melbourne.
Melbourne for me as well, mate. I've got a mate who's made a lot of money off Melbourne when they're around this price.
What price
is that? $1.90.
$1.90, okay.
As soon as the market sort of wants to go the other way.
He's got a formula.
Really?
Yeah. Okay, now we go to Allianz for Jararia Hargreaves' 300th game for the Roosters. Wow. And they're up against the Warriors. And gee, what about the players coming back here for the Chookies? Daniel Tupou, JWH himself, Victor Radley's back, Spencer Lenu, of course, back from suspension. Sean Johnson is there, but he's been battling sort of that Achilles injury, hasn't he? No, Kurt Capel is out with a calf injury. So the market certainly gravitating to the Roosters here. They're pretty sure. They're $1.27 or minus 11.5 at the line with Tab. The Roosters, plenty of value. The Warriors, you're getting $3.80 head-to-head. And this is getting towards, if they lose this block, it's trouble.
They're not playing the football they played last year, are they? No doubt about that. They took the competition by storm last year.
Well, not since they smashed the Bunnies, remember? Yeah. They look like world beaters.
Yeah, I'm a little bit worried about it. Watching them against Newcastle last week, in the pouring rain, I might add, which probably takes away the style that they play. There was 9 handling errors in the first half. Mate, you can't win. If you turn the ball over that many times, it's difficult, especially playing away from home. Mate, the Roosters, that's on the other end of the scale. Like, I've been waiting 2 years for them to perform like they did last week. And with all those players back, they're on a roll now, the Roosters. I reckon they'll win this one and win it pretty well.
Yeah, well, the Warriors have lost their last 7 against the Chooks. And Jared's, 300th game?
Mate, that's unbelievable, you know. You talk about Jared Ayne, we talk about front rowers. Yeah. 300 games, but, mate, he's competed in every one of them.
Well, he's the alpha male. Mate, he goes after the opposition. And that's what I love about front rowers.
And I like Lenu back too.
They just go after the opposition, and they put a target on someone, and that's my job today, is to get over him and the rest of the forward pack. So that's what I love about that type of front rower. And he's only the fourth Roosters player to play 300. But this is a game that the Warriors need to win. If they play their best football, they're certainly capable. But what the Roosters have done the last few games is found a bit of form, a bit of confidence in their bench. I like the look of their bench with White, Lunu and Terrell May. Mm. They're three good front rowers. They've got 5 good front rowers when you look at it, haven't they?
And athletic too.
Yeah.
Hey, Loz, I've got to put it on you now, mate.
Yes.
Tedesco, what do you think? Origin. Who's going to be the Origin?
Oh, he's in a battle.
He's in a battle, mate.
He's in a battle. There's no doubt about that with Edwards.
Is it Edwards? Oh,
your coach in the Origin.
Well, I'm waiting. I'm waiting.
Are you?
For the. Okay. I said last week. This is what I said. Mm-hmm. I said I think Edwards has got his nose in front, and they asked me the question, "Would I pick Edwards?" And I said, "Listen, the next 3-4 games will tell me." Because with someone like James Tedesco, I think you've got to give him every opportunity because he's been so good for New South Wales, and he's a captain. Mm. I think he's been so good for us in the past. So you don't make that rash decision. Now,
nostalgia.
You wait and wait and wait and just weigh it all up right at the death.
But half the audience will be going, mate. I want him to be picked, Tedesco, because of his loyalty and what he's done for New South Wales. I think it's 22 games in a row, and being the captain, it's going to be hard to leave him out.
Well, for me, it's either Teddy or Edwards. Tommy plays somewhere else.
Okay. Tommy plays in the centres.
Tommy plays either on the wing or in the centres.
Well, you've shifted in 2 weeks. As I remember you said, if it's not Tedesco, it's probably Tommy at fullback.
Last week I said Edwards. I think I said last Friday after that performance.
Yeah, after that, exactly.
He's got to be in the frame, just with all his efforts. And what I'm hearing is that's the style of player that Madge is going to pick. He's after those effort-based players, and if he's after an effort-based player, you get none better than Dylan Edwards.
Sure.
But I know that's sitting on the fence, but I'll give you an opinion in about 3 weeks.
If they pick Tedesco and they pick Edwards on the wing.
No, I don't do that. I'm not playing him on the wing. Edwards is either in the side or he's out.
Mm.
And Tommy will definitely be in the team.
Who's your 14?
I haven't really thought about the 14.
Okay, well, I'll give you a week. There's your homework.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Are we all tipping the Roosters there?
Yes.
All Roosters. Of us?
Roosters.
Yep. Okay, we got 60 seconds for our last game here. Gold Coast, $2.20. Cowboys, $1.67. 2.5 the line. Cowboys, the minus. Their defence has been an issue, Block. The Cowboys.
Yeah, it has. Mate, the problem, haven't they leaked some points? But, they've got some blokes who can score points. And, mate, I don't know. I don't know what my feeling is. The only reason I'm going to go for the Titans is they're playing at home.
I think the Cowboys can play finals. And if they're playing finals, this is a game they should win.
They want to get going.
That's still a strong lineup.
Mm.
Playing away from home. The Titans, just looking their Haas for and Chris Randall. Yeah. Compared to Dearden and Townsend, I think the class of their halves get them home. So Cowboys for me.
Cowboys.
We're all Cowboys.
Cowboys.
Thank you, Block.
Good evening and
thank
bye for
you
now.
Again.
Thank you, boys.
It's been your
financial pleasure to be here. Thank you.